afternoon. Currently sunny skies. Temperature of 69 degrees at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Coming up on the program at 2:15 in about, 8 minutes' time, we'll be joined from the Performing Arts Foundation and the Grand Theater, Executive Director Sean Wright. As the season continues at the Grand, we'll talk about what's going on at the Grand Theater, including a big community theater production coming up starting this weekend. So we'll talk to Sean Wright from the PAF and Grand Theater coming up at 2:15 today. And then coming up at 3:15 today, we'll be talking about the election. Yep, it's almost election day, as we'll be talking to someone that I know from way back. I graduated from DC Everest back in 1989, and one of my classmates, a fellow grad of Everest in 89, Kristen Alfheim, she is running for the State Senate in District 19, and we'll talk about her race, and the campaign, the issues with her at 3:15 today here on the program. Well, today is another poll day, as some new numbers have come out from the Marquette University Law, from law school, MU Law School. They are the, I would say, the top pollsters in Wisconsin, and they have the final polling before the election next Tuesday. And no surprise, both the big races in the state of Wisconsin, exceptionally close. A new poll coming out for the governor's race between the incumbent, Tony Evers, the Democrat, and his Republican challenger, Tim Michaels. And it is a dead heat right now. Tim Michaels, 48%. Tony Evers, 48%. It's, in a sense, I know people have their beliefs. They have their leaning towards a party or not, but that Tim Michaels could be even with Tony Evers at this point is a little baffling. Tim Michaels is a guy that either does not tell us what he's going to do, doesn't tell us how he's going to do it, or opens his mouth up and says things like he did on Monday, that if he wins the election, Republicans will never, ever lose another election again. But nevertheless, the new Marquette Law School poll finds 48% of likely voters support Democratic incumbent Tony Evers, and 48% favor Republican challenger Tim Michaels. So, again, just interesting. Among all registered voters in the new poll, it's actually Tim Michaels up by a point. 45%, Tony Evers, 44%. Democrats and Republicans remain solidly aligned with candidates from their parties. Michaels is supported by 97% of Republicans, Evers by 95% of Democrats. Johnson, meantime, in the Senate poll, is supported by 97% of Republicans. Mandela Barnes, 98% of Democrats. Among independents, Tony Evers has a slight edge over Tim Michaels, 47% to 46%. So, again, it's just very, very, very tight in the race for governor. Also, it's tight in the race for the United States Senate. In today's new Marquette Law School poll, 50% of likely voters in Wisconsin support Republican incumbent Ron Johnson in the Senate race. 48% support Democratic challenger Mandela Barnes. It's a bit of a better poll for Barnes than it was in early October. It was actually Johnson up by 6 points, 52% to 46%. But again, within the margin of error, very, very tight. The thing about it is independents are breaking slightly towards Johnson, according to the MU poll. Independents, let me get these numbers correct as they just came out in the past hour. 53% of independents in this poll say Ron Johnson will get their vote. 46% say Mandela Barnes will get their vote. So, again, the two major races for governor and for senator. Very, very, very tight. And I expect it to be a long night next Tuesday. And again, don't forget, for complete coverage, we will have complete wall-to-wall coverage of the midterm elections coming up next Tuesday here on Bull Falls Radio and the Civic Media statewide network. We will have news coverage all night long. We will have opinion as the results come in as well. We will give it to you in all shades and all colors next Tuesday night. So again, make sure you tune in, get complete recaps of what's going on right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Coming up, we will turn our attention away from the political realm. We're going to talk about the arts and activities at the Grand Theater in Wausau, as I will be talking to the executive director of the Performing Arts Foundation and the Grand Theater, Sean Wright, coming up next. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Beautiful Wednesday, temperature around 70 degrees, sunny skies, time is 2:16. Coming up in the second hour, again, we will talk to an old classmate of mine, graduated from DC Everest back many years ago, but now running for the state senate in district number 19, Kristen Alfheim. But right now, pulling in just in a nick of time, as always, the executive director of the Performing Arts Foundation and the Grand Theater, Sean Wright. Sean, great to see you.
Good afternoon. It's beautiful out there.
I want to ask you before we started things off, can the weather be too good for you at the Grand Theater?
I mean, you know, when you have weather like this, we start considering, should we just do the show outside this evening? Wow, it is spectacular out
there. It is such a great area because, obviously, you at the Grand Theater, you have the 400 block right across the street. You're able to see all the folks out there enjoying themselves as well.
Yeah. Folks out there, folks headed down to the River Life Trail. People are definitely out and about trying to take advantage of this very rare, I guess, record-setting November weather.
Absolutely. Since we last talked, some nice shows at the Grand Theater. I know the season started off fantastically. Did it continue in that same vein the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, we've had a really great couple of weeks, both with the Book of Mormon and Lone Star, and then we had the American Ballet Theater on Saturday night. Just an absolutely gorgeous show, and we were so excited to have them here for the first time. Had the great Tay and the Neighborly as part of our 10 by 10 series, and you know, she's the perfect example of what we're trying to do with that series. A young up-and-coming artist out of Green Bay Area, actually played our Grand On Tour series. That was our outdoor series that we did back in the summer of 2020 when we brought live music back to the area. And it's been nice to see her career evolve and sort of, you know, she was a solo artist, now she has a band, and literally, you know, was meeting people at the merch table saying, my album is getting pressed as we speak, you know, go on my website next week, you'll be able to pre-order. It's really cool to see that, you know, the first time we met her, she was a songwriter with a guitar, and now she's got her own album.
And I think that story is probably very common among the people that actually come and perform here in Wausau, that they work so hard. I mean, they're incredibly talented. We talked about the talent that comes through, but the level of commitment, the level of hard work, you love to see it. You love to see the opportunity for them to be on stage at the Grand Theater and get the feedback from the audience. It really is a lot of giving, both from the artist and also from the audience.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's you hear it time and again from artists. It's one thing for just to have the opportunity to perform. Obviously, if you're doing something you love, that is a great thing, whatever you're doing. But to be able to get that love back from the audience just means so much. And, you know, it's a hard life. It's a hard business. It's whether you're just trying to make ends meet as an artist, or if you're even, an artist in the upper echelon, it's still, you're grinding if you're out on tour. It's every night a different city and, long bus rides and everything else. And so, yeah, to have that feedback loop with the audience, that's pretty sweet.
And also the mix of having what you call a superstar act.
You had
Lone Star back a couple of weeks ago. How did that go? Was the crowd as big as you wanted?
Yeah, it was great. We were just about sold out for that show, and they put on a really great show. And, just really was a fun evening because they played all the hits, and people really got to enjoy a group that that many people have loved for multiple decades. And, those are some of my favorite shows when you have people who, come to a show and say, I first saw them such and such, or, I saw them at the fair 20 years ago and I can't believe I'm getting to see them again, I loved them. And now I'm bringing my son or daughter who have discovered them. And so we're going to the show together. So those are always really fun when you have those.
And the seats are much more comfortable at the Grand than at the fair.
A little bit. So a weather day like today would be perfect for the fair, but we've all had plenty of days that are not at the fair.
Again, we're talking to Sean Wright, the Executive Director of the Performing Arts Foundation and the Grand Theater, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa. This weekend is actually a community theater production of Young Frankenstein, and actually it's cool for us because the young man who's playing the lead in this performance actually works for me. He does some work here at the radio station.
Fabulous.
He is somebody that works running commercials from time to time during some of our high school sports broadcasts. But I've actually, many years ago, was part of a community theater project that got to perform at the Grand Theater. It's one of the thrills of my lifetime. Yeah. It really is something that the Grand Theater does allow its space for community theater as well. I think it's just a wonderful way for the community, for somebody like yourself in the Grand Theater is able to offer this incredible venue for folks in the community to be able to perform.
Yeah, it's absolutely part of our mission. We're not a roadhouse that just brings in touring shows one after another. And, whether it's having an artist residency, whether it's community engagement events, or whether it's, as you said, offering opportunities for Wausau Community Theater or Central Wisconsin School of Ballet, Wausau West with their Pops concert, Sweet is performed at the Grand, all the local dance studios. It's one of the really fun things is to see the community get to come together and not just attend shows, but perform and to be a part. And it's not just the performers, it's the people backstage. Mm-hmm. It's everything that goes, it takes a village to put on a production, whatever it is, from the smallest community theater to the biggest Broadway show. And so, it's always great to see that. And it'll be a fun weekend with Young Frankenstein. And then we don't stop. We move on from there. Next Wednesday, Ron Artis is our next 10x10 show. He, strangely enough, was the first show that we had to cancel all the way back in 2020. Ron lives in Hawaii. And about the 1st of March of 2020, he said, I just don't have a good feeling about what's going on. I want to get back home to Hawaii. And I remember at the time saying, oh, come on, your show's next week. Well, he knew.
So he's also, in addition, he's somebody that's got the sense of, what do they call these psychics?
Yeah, he was. Looking back, I should have been like, can you tell me when
incredibly
we'll reopen?
Smart.
Yeah, can you tell me a lot of other things? But Ron, honestly, since that time, has really, really blown up. This year, he played at Lollapalooza. He played at the big Bottle Rock Festival at Napa on the main stage. Later that night, it was Stevie Nicks who headlined. And frankly, Ron is probably too big for our 10x10 series, but his agent and Ron sort of made a commitment that they would find their way back to Wausau, and so we were so happy to have him on our stage a week from tonight, and we still have, I guess, about 15 tickets left that 10x10 show, so it's such a great atmosphere. Everybody's sitting at tables on stage, and trust me, this is going to be the type of one, and tickets are just $10. It's going to be the type of show that people who are there are going to be able to say in a number of years, like, oh yeah, I saw him back when.
Almost close enough to touch.
Exactly. I was able to go up afterwards and, get merch from him and everything else. So
you mentioned the, working with him and his representative to be able to make this happen. I imagine that you get a chance to probably talk to a lot of folks. Maybe some are not as good in terms of how difficult it is to make things work. But when you get a chance to see somebody that is so talented, has so many opportunities, and yet they're willing to work and able to bring their talents to come here, I imagine for you that is one of the fun parts of the job as well.
Absolutely. Artists and agents, producers, and then presenters, what we are, technically we're on opposite sides of the table, hammering out the deal. But really, we've all got to work together. It's an ecosystem. We need artists need venues. And so, yes, there's nothing I love more than when, we can, take a chance on a show with an agency or an agent or an artist who we really like, and then it's here and successful. Or then the flip side, as we're seeing here with Ron, a artist says, hey, this venue booked me. And, we couldn't make the date happen for obvious reasons, but I want to find my way back to there because they, they believed in me before I was playing Lollapalooza and Bottle Rock and those places. And so, it's great when those relationships come together and the audience is really the one who wins.
And as you said, not many tickets. So if you are somebody who wants to get this real great opportunity, jump on it right now.
Absolutely. The 10x10 series, you're on stage, cabaret style. I mean, it's just such an intimate atmosphere, and they're going to put on an incredible show.
And before we wrap it up, I know that hopefully in 2 weeks you'll come back and talk to us a couple of days before this show, Million Dollar Quartet, because I bring it up because the last of the quartet passed away last week.
Absolutely. Million Dollar Quartet, this is the Christmas edition. The original show was back at the Grand in 2015, sold out show, standing ovations. Of course, it's the story loosely told of Jerry Lee Lewis and Elvis and Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins coming together for one night at Sun Studios in Nashville. And really, it's just a celebration in Memphis. It's just a celebration of the music of those four amazing artists. And with Jerry Lee Lewis passing, it makes it even more timely. And this is the Christmas edition. So you're going to hear some of the hits, but you're also going to hear some Christmas tunes as well from those. And just a great way to sort of get in the holiday spirit.
So we're going to hear Elvis do Blue Christmas?
I would imagine that would be part of the set list. And just a fun, like I said, the producers did such a great job with the original one. And you're not looking for any Pulitzers for best drama or anything. It's just a fun night of music.
And it's actually the kickoff to the holiday season. That'll be a couple weeks, Friday, November the 18th. Are there tickets available?
Yeah, we still have some tickets left for that, but they are starting to move fast. People are starting to get into the holiday mode post Halloween.
And I imagine that, that's really the kickoff to your holiday season with a lot of holiday stuff, which we'll obviously be talking about.
Oh, yes. That is the beginning of a very, very busy holiday season at the Grand.
And the people love those holiday shows at the Grand, don't they?
They do.
Every year.
They do.
So much excitement and so many favorites that come back every year.
I literally just this morning was confirming two of our shows for next holiday season, because outside of our Broadway titles, they're the dates I have to confirm the earliest, just because we have so much going on that if we're going to fit in a touring Christmas show, I have to do it real early. So
I think you know the drill, don't you, at this point?
By now, exactly.
Sean Wright, the executive director of the Performing Arts Foundation of the Grand Theater. Again, for folks who want to find more information, order up those tickets before they're gone, where do they go?
Absolutely. Easiest way to do that is go to grandtheater.org, and you can find out everything you need and get tickets there as well.
Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Absolutely. Sean Wright. Hopefully, he'll be back in a couple of weeks as we kick off the Christmas season Time flies, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Sean Wright. We'll take a break. Come back with more. Again, we got a news update coming up here at the bottom of the hour, and we'll have a whole bunch more still to come here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Again, a gorgeous afternoon here in central Wisconsin. The time is 2:34. Temperature is up. In fact, it's matched the record. And we're going to hear from Weatherology's Ray Miller coming up at 3:06. But we have matched the record for this state, 72 degrees right now. Under fair skies, plenty of sunshine is going to stay this way, but pretty much through tomorrow. Be a little bit cooler, but still upper 60s, near 68. And then on Friday, the rain will come. Going to start off with about 60 degrees early, but then the temperature will go down. It'll be wet, and it should be wet and chilly Friday night as I'll be heading off to Chippewa Falls for the Newman Catholic Cardinal football team. They are in action in a 8-player WIAA state semifinal. Newman is 10-0. They take on another 10-0 team, Siren. We'll have live coverage on Friday night from Chippewa Falls, 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff, right here on your home for high school sports, including the Newman Catholic Cardinals. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Thanks again to Sean Wright from the Grand Theater and Performing Arts Foundation, the executive director, for joining us. And again, as I said, one of our employees here at Bow Falls Radio, the lead for the show Young Frankenstein from the Wausau Community Theater. That is going on starting tomorrow. It will be tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, Young Frankenstein at the Grand Theater from the Wausau Community Theater. So break a leg to everybody involved in that. Again, coming up in the next hour, we'll be joined by Kristen Alfheim, 19th Senate District Democratic nominee. One of the races that are vital. It's a very important race in terms of the Republicans' hopes of trying to get a supermajority, a veto-proof majority in the state Senate should Tony Evers win re-election. So we'll talk to Kristen Alfheim heading down the stretch of her race for the state Senate coming up at 3:15. Earlier in the program, talked about the fact that just in the past, what, hour or so, the latest and final Marquette Law School poll before the election. And it finds both the U.S. Senate and governor's races remain toss-ups, with margins in this poll narrower than in the MU Law poll from early October. As I said earlier, 50% of likely voters in Wisconsin support Republican incumbent Ron Johnson in the Senate race, 48% Democratic challenger Mandela Barnes. A month ago, it was Johnson 52% and Barnes 46%. Among all registered voters in that new poll, Johnson 48%, Barnes 45%. In the race for governor, the new Marquette Law poll finds 48% of likely voters supporting Democratic incumbent Evers, 48% favor the Republican challenger Tim Michaels. So again, 48-48 in the governor's race. Among all registered voters in the new poll, Michaels 45%, Evers 44%. So again, and I actually feel a little dirty talking polls. There's too much poll talk, I know, in the media. It should be about the issues, about the candidates. So many polls, too many polls. And if the polls affect your vote, that's not the right thing. You got to get beyond the polls. It doesn't matter whether your candidate's up 10%, down 10%, or an even race. You still got to get out there and vote. But it is important, in a sense, to see what the mindset of the electorate is right now. And again, it just shows that Wisconsin, going back to the year 2000, I've talked about this, going back to the year 2000 in presidential races, four of the six races have been less than 1 point. That's incredible. I mean, it really is. It's incredible that over and over again in 2000, 2004, 2016, and 2020, presidential races in Wisconsin, where you had the most voters coming out, less than 1% separated the Republican and Democratic candidates in those races. The only two that did not were the 2008 election, where Barack Obama defeated John McCain by 11 points, and the 2012 presidential election, where Barack Obama, as the incumbent, defeated the Republican nominee Mitt Romney by, I believe, 7 points. Other than that, nip and tuck, and even in the statewide races, the attorney general's race. And hey, I forgot to mention, tomorrow, 2:15, I will get a chance to talk to the incumbent attorney general for the state of Wisconsin, Josh Call. So Josh Call will be my guest at 2:15 tomorrow, here on the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. So again, wanted to mention that. But Josh Call won by a very, very narrow margin 4 years ago. Expected that will be tight as well. But going over some of the internals of this poll, independents, interesting that in the governor's race, independents, Evers 47, Michaels 46, but Ron Johnson, for some reason, I don't get this. And it's been consistent. It's been consistent. Ron Johnson somehow has an edge over Mandela Barnes among independents. In today's MU Law poll, Johnson 53%, Barnes 46%. Among all registered voters, according to this new poll, 83% of Republicans, 89% of Democrats, and 72% of independents say they are absolutely certain to vote in November or have already voted. The absolutely certain voters are the ones considered likely voters in this poll. The effect of turnout on results. Among all registered voters, it's Evers 44%, Michaels 45%. Among those who are either certain or very likely to vote, Evers 47 and Michaels 47. And among those absolutely certain to vote, it's Evers 48 and Michaels 48. Among all registered voters on the Senate side, it's Johnson 48% and Barnes 45%. Among those who are either certain or very likely to vote, it's Johnson 49% and Barnes 48%. And among those absolutely certain to vote, it's Johnson 50% and Barnes 48%. So again, it's just very tight. It's going to be an exceptionally long night when you look at these races in Wisconsin. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Governor Evers? Well, among registered voters, it's pretty split. It's 44% favorable, 46% unfavorable. Among Tim Michaels, favorable, unfavorable. Among registered voters, 39% favorable, 39% unfavorable. Mandela Barnes, 40% favorable, 44% unfavorable. And Senator Ron Johnson among registered voters, 43% favorable, 46% unfavorable. Which candidate for governor better understands the problems faced by ordinary Wisconsinites? Well, among registered voters, slight edge to the governor, Evers, 48% say Governor Evers, 44% say Tim Michaels has a better understanding of the problems faced by ordinary Wisconsinites. And I, again, take the question seriously. You can like Tony Evers more than Governor Evers. You can like Tim Michaels more than Governor Tony Evers. But, I mean, come on. Even those who are going to vote for Michaels, do you really think he better understands the problems faced by ordinary Wisconsinites with his homes in three different states, with his incredible wealth? I don't get it. I don't get that at all. Which candidate for senator better understands the problems faced by ordinary Wisconsinites? 44% say Mandela Barnes, 45% say Ron Johnson. Again, I don't see that, but that's the way the MU Law poll said earlier this afternoon. Do candidates share your values? This is all registered voters. For Tony Evers, 48% say he shares their values. 46% says he does not. For Tim Michaels, 41% say that he shares their values, and 47% says he does not. Mandela Barnes, 44% of the registered voters in this poll say that he shares their values. 46% says he does not. For Ron Johnson, 44% say that he shares their values. 49% say he does not. Do the candidates care about people like you? Among registered voters, for Evers, 52% say yes, 40% say no. That's interesting. 52% say that Tony Evers does care about people like you, but only less than 50%, 48%, get his vote. Tim Michaels, much lower. Does Tim Michaels care about people like you? 43% of this poll said yes, 46% said no. For Mandela Barnes, 49% say yes, 42% say no. For Ron Johnson, 43% say yes, 49% say no. So the care about question does skew towards the Democratic candidates. Do you approve or disapprove of the way that Tony Evers has handled his job as governor? Well, in the MU Law poll that came out today, 46% say yep, they do approve. 47% say no, do not approve. Basically the same as last month. Last month it was 46% said yes, 48% said no. Let's talk about the issues. How concerned are you about specific issues? Overall, among registered voters, 68% say they are very concerned about inflation, the issue with the highest percentage. Very concerned percentages for other issues. Public schools, 62%. Crime, 57%. Gun violence, 56%. Accurate vote count, 56%. Abortion policy, 52%. Taxes, 48%. Illegal immigration, 40%. Coronavirus down to 16%. After declining from 75% in June to 67% in August, the percent who said they are very concerned about inflation rose to 70% in September and is 68% in the new poll. Levels of concern vary widely by partisanship. Among the top five concerns among Republicans, accurate vote count. Of all the issues that you're very concerned about, Republicans' number one is accurate vote count. And that's scary because there is not an issue with an accurate vote count right now. But yet Republicans, because of the big lie that's been told by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans for the last 2 years, it has gone into the bloodstream of the average Republican voter. 81% are very concerned about an accurate vote count. 80% are very concerned about inflation. 79% of Republicans very concerned about crime. 71% of Republicans very concerned about illegal immigration. 62% of Republicans very concerned about taxes. Among Democrats, the percentage who are very concerned, 81% abortion policy, 76% gun violence, 62% public schools, accurate vote count 38%, inflation also 38%. Among independents, percentage who are very concerned, inflation 78%, public schools 64%, crime 55%, taxes 54%, gun violence 53%. Among Wisconsin registered voters, 37% favor the U.S. Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. 55% oppose that decision. That's actually closer than I would have thought. 37% favor that new Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. 55% oppose. Among Democrats, 4% favored, 92% opposed. Among Republicans, 72% favored the overturn of Roe v. Wade, 22% opposed. Among independents, 35% favor and 52% oppose. So, again, those are some of the numbers. There's a lot more of the numbers we'll get into at some point, maybe in the next hour if we have time, or maybe in the next segment. Maybe I'll continue in this next segment. Try to get through as many of these numbers that came out just in the last hour or so from the MU Law Poll, the last MU Law Poll of Wisconsin voters before the election next Tuesday. We're going to take a quick break. Time is 2:48. I'm Chad Holmes. Here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily.
Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. 2:51 here on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon, hump day Wednesday, heading downhill towards the weekend. Coming up in the next hour, we'll get a complete look at the weather. Going to stick around nice for another day or so, and then gets colder and wetter. We'll get the details from Weatherology and our meteorologist, Ray Miller, coming up at 3:06. And then at 3:15, we'll be joined by 19th State Senate District candidate Kristen Alfheim, heading down the stretch, final days before Election Day. So we'll talk about her race for the State Senate starting at 3:15 here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Talking about, again, just came out in the last hour or so, the MU Law Poll, the final poll of Wisconsin voters prior to Election Day. And again, as we talked about in the last segment, very, very tight races for both governor, where it's 48% to 48% between Governor Tony Evers and the Republican challenger, Tim Michaels, and 50% for the incumbent U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican, and 48% for the challenger, the current Lieutenant Governor, Democratic nominee, Mandela Barnes. We're talking about abortion, and I said a little bit tighter in terms of the amount of voters that actually favor the Supreme Court decision over the summer that overturned Roe v. Wade. 37% favor it, 55% oppose it. As I said, among Democrats, overwhelmingly opposed, 92% to 4% who favor. Republicans, 72% favor the overturn, 22% oppose. And independents, edge towards opposition, 52% of independents oppose, 35% favor. But there is overwhelming support, according to today's MU Law Poll, in terms of allowing abortions in the cases of rape or incest. In total, 84% favor, 10% oppose. Even among Republicans, 73% favor, 21% oppose. Among Democrats, 97% favor and 3% oppose. And among independents, 83% favor and 8% oppose. As we heard as well, one of the big issues right now in the minds of Wisconsin voters is education, public education. And the MU Law Poll asked, which would you choose for the next state budget? Increasing state support for students to attend private schools or increasing funding for public schools? 29% say they would say private schools. Increase state support for students to attend private schools. 63% say increasing funding for public schools. So most definitely a favor of public schools getting increased funding in the next state budget. However, among Republicans, 49% say private schools should get more funding. 40% say public schools. Among Democrats, 7% say private schools, 90% say public schools. Among independents, 30% say private schools, and 62% say public schools. So, again, that's going to be a very interesting issue, especially if the Republicans do have a governor and also overwhelming majorities in both the state assembly and the state senate. Also, the MU Law poll asked, which is more important to you, reducing property taxes or increasing spending on public schools? A big split on that one. 46% say property tax cuts are more important. 48% say school spending increases are more important. Republicans say reducing property taxes is more important. Again, 72% to 20% say increased school spending is more important. Democrats, the opposite. 16% say reduce property taxes. 80% say increased school spending. And independents right down the middle. 47% say reduce taxes. 48% say increased school spending. MU Law Poll says there is very high support for increasing state funding for local police in Wisconsin. Overall, it's 78% in favor, 15% opposed. Among Democrats, 58% in favor, 32% opposed. Among Republicans, 95% in favor, 2% opposed. And among independents, 80% in favor, 12% opposed. Always an interesting question is the right direction, wrong direction question. And in today's MU Law poll, 34% overall think Wisconsin is going in the right direction. 58% think the state is on the wrong track. In early October, it was 31% right track, 63% wrong track. So actually, the right track number has gone up a little bit, and the down track number has gone down a little bit. Percent of Wisconsinites who say their family is living comfortably has declined since 2020, while percent just getting by or struggling has increased. In the new poll, 50% say they are living comfortably, 38% just getting by, and 10% struggling. In August 2020, it was 63% living comfortably, 28% just getting by, and 8% struggling. Here's the question again that's been a big talking point among Republicans especially. How confident are you that the votes in this election will be accurately cast and counted? 45% say very confident, 32% somewhat confident, 12% not too confident, 8% not at all confident. Bipartisanship, 63% of Republicans are very or somewhat confident for accuracy of this election, as are 74% of independents and 97% of Democrats. So, again, it's the Republicans that really are continuing to have, at least say that they have their doubts in terms of the accuracy of the vote count. Meantime, an interesting question the MU Law poll asked was, how confident are you that in Wisconsin the 2020 votes for president were cast and counted accurately? It's really interesting. 46% very confident. Less than half very confident. 19% somewhat confident. 14% not too confident, and 19% not at all confident. I always find that question to be interesting because the votes for president, was there somehow a different counting of the votes for president as the counts for everything else that was on the ballot in 2020? All those Republicans that won state legislature elections, all those Republicans that won Congress elections, all those Republicans on the ballot that were victorious in their local elections. Again, the idea that the votes for president were somehow counted differently than everybody else's votes is part of that big lie that's been put out by Donald Trump over the past 2 years. And too many people have fallen for it. And these numbers are a little bit concerning when you see less than half very confident that the votes for president in 2020 were cast and counted accurately. Well, coming up, we will have a news update, CBS News at the top of the hour, world and national news headlines, and then coming up after that at 3:06, we'll be talking to a weatherology's Ray Miller about the beautiful weather going on right now, and at 3:15, the 19th State Senate District candidate Kristen Alfheim will be our guest as well. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.